And now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments on the road against the San Diego Chargers. Number five, December 9th, 1973. The Broncos travel to San Diego trying to ensure their first winning season in franchise history. The Broncos' defense played possessed, pounding the Chargers' offense on every turn, making it a very rough day on rookie quarterback Dan Fouts. Denver quarterback Charlie Johnson had two touchdown passes on the day, the first to tight end Riley Odoms from 24 yards out, and the second to Haven Moses from 15 yards out. The Broncos go on to trounce the Chargers 42-28 and secure their first winning season in franchise history, earning head coach John Ralston AFC Coach of the Year honors. Number 4, November 29th, 1987. Denver travels to Jack Murphy Stadium for the 400th game in franchise history for both the Broncos and the Chargers. It also happened to be head coach Dan Reeves' 100th career game. Second quarter, game tied at 7, and John Elway with a beautiful 46-yard touchdown strike to Ricky Natiel for a 14-7 lead. Later in the game, Elway fires a bullet to another three amigo, Vance Johnson, as the Broncos cruise to a 31-17 victory. Number 3, November 27th, 2011, Week 12, and Brian Dawkins and his teammates were ready.
We done something that got ourselves back into something that we wanted to be in the first over. Let's take advantage of it today, gentlemen.
Dawkins let Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers know the Broncos' defense was all business. So did defensive end Elvis Dumervil, who sacked Rivers late in the first half. Trailing 10-0 with a minute left in the second quarter, Tim Tebow got the Broncos on the board with the pump fake and 18-yard touchdown pass to Eric Decker, 10-7 Chargers. Then, in the fourth, with San Diego clinging to a 13-10 lead, rookie linebacker Vaughn Miller with a devastating spin move sacks Rivers for a 6-yard loss. With moves like that, Miller would go on to become the Defensive Rookie of the Year. On the next series for Denver, Tebow would drive the Broncos downfield and tie up the game at 13. And that is where it stood in overtime until Matt Prater finished off the Chargers with a 37-yard field goal with 33 seconds remaining in the extra session. Broncos win it 16-13. Number 2, November 10th, 2013. The Broncos travel to San Diego led by interim head coach Jack Del Rio, filling in for John Fox, who was recovering from a heart procedure. First quarter, it was Manning to Thomas, Julius Thomas, who takes it up the right sideline 74 yards to the house and an early 7-0 Broncos lead. In the second quarter, it was Manning to Thomas again, this time Demaryius Thomas, who scores from 11 yards out, just sneaking inside the pylon. A theme was starting to develop here. Late in the second quarter, Derek Wolfe sacks the Chargers' Phillip Rivers, helping to set up this. Just before halftime, Manning with the play fake, and he connects with Demaryius Thomas for a second time, a 7-yard touchdown, and a 21-6 Broncos lead. And in the third, Manning and Thomas team up for a third time, this time on a quick screen, and Demaryius races 34 yards for the score. Demaryius racked up 108 yards receiving on the game. The Broncos would go on to win 28-20, securing owner and CEO Pat Bowlen's 300th overall victory. Bowlen is the first owner in professional football history to reach 300 wins in his first 30 years. And number one, October 15th, 2012. Monday Night Football at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. The Broncos trailed the Chargers 24-0 to start the second half. The Broncos mounted a ferocious comeback. First, Peyton Manning connected with Demaryius Thomas for a 29-yard scoring strike to cut the San Diego lead to 24-7. Later in the third quarter, Elvis Dumervil sacks Phillip Rivers and causes a fumble that is scooped up by Tony Carter, who returns it 65 yards for the score, 24-14 Chargers. In the fourth, Manning finds Eric Decker for the 7-yard touchdown, cutting the Chargers' lead to 3. Later in the fourth, Peyton Manning went back to work and passes deep to Brandon Stokley for the 21-yard touchdown. The Broncos took a 28-24 lead. Finally, Chris Harris Jr. capped the scoring and the amazing comeback with his second interception of the night, this time a 46-yard pick six and a 35-24 Broncos victory.